Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Ron Orr. He is the Minister of Culture for the province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you for the opportunity, and peace river is a great country. I actually plan to be up there later in the summer doing some canoeing.
I certainly look forward to having you up here for that. But anyhow, before we get into that, we do have some of the things we want to talk to you about today, including an announcement that came down last week about some new funding for the provincial government to help get more kids and youth sort of active and involved in sports and those kinds of things. Why don't you take us through what is all happening there as part of that?
Yeah, sure. So it's called Return to Play. It's an initiative of the Alberta government and the Ministry of Culture. It's part of Alberta's recovery plan. Economically, I think Alberta is well on its way. Province is busy, but emotionally and mentally, there's still challenges. And you know, as many people have pointed out, economic recovery is great, but it needs to lead to human recovery. And that's what this Return to Play program seeks to achieve.
And yes, and I understand that as part of this, there is some money being provided to help kids with registrations to get involved with different sporting activities out there. How important is it to you, again, get the more kids sort of involved in sports, especially those kids in kind of those low-income areas that, you know, maybe don't have as many opportunities out there?
Yeah, exactly. And I would say there are two purposes to this program. One is to help low-income families with sport registration dollars so that they can register for programs. But the other half of it really is to help sport organizations themselves recover. So it's a $4 million program to help kids get more actively. $1.85 million of it will support 7,000 Alberta youth from low-income families with up to $250 each for the registration fees to join an organized sports program. The other $2.1 million of it will go to sport organizations themselves to help get them back on their feet, to help them with recovery. We've been hearing from many organizations, including organizations in the Peace River country, that programs have either had to consolidate. In many cases, they've ceased to operate entirely. Volunteers have quit. And so there's a need to help these important sport programs for the benefit of youth to get back on their feet. In many cases, to recruit volunteers, to help train volunteers, to create sporting events so that there's something for kids to actually even go to. So that's the goal, and that's the intent of it.
And certainly you mentioned the point there of also helping out a lot of these organizations that you know, rely on volunteers. You know, I myself do a lot of volunteer work with sporting groups here in the Peace River area. You know, how much of this, some of these grants that are available now, how much would these help these organizations so that, you know, these kids out there do have sports to play out there?
Right. I should have mentioned that, actually. So for each of these sport organizations, we will grant, depending on the request and the need, up to $15,000 per organization, both nonprofits and a few for-profit organizations as well. And I should say that the way people can apply for these or connect would be for the children's grants, especially for registration. Go to Kid Alberta. So you can just Google those, Kids Sport Alberta. And for the organizational grants, they're being delivered both with Kids Sport as well and also with Alberta Recreation and Parks Association. And their website is arpaonline.ca. So either way to connect and get the opportunity to apply and participate in this.
Yeah, and I know the applications for both of them just opened up last week. How long will these be kind of open for with that?
Yeah, the goal is to keep them open until all the money is dispersed. We anticipate that will be somewhere around the first week of August. But we do want to see the money go out. And I guess I should really emphasize, we want to see this to go to rural Alberta as well. Peace River country. This isn't just for the big cities. It's important that we get this rolled out to as many small communities as possible. So I would really encourage your listeners in Peace River country. If you're part of a sport organization or if you have children in your family and you're low income, look up these websites. make sure that kids are having the opportunity to return to sport, because without it, they're struggling mentally, emotionally. Families are struggling mentally, emotionally, and we just want to see Alberta recover at all levels.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here, the Training 55 Hot Seat, we'd like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Minister, of course, you're also the MLA for the riding of Lacombe-Ponoka. I know Ponoka just had their big stampede last week. What are kind of some other interesting things that are happening in your area around the summertime that maybe people in other areas of the province might be interested to check out?
Yeah, well, you're right. The Ponoka Stampede, the greatest stampede in Alberta, in my opinion, just finished off. Great week there. There are some other things. There's a number of summer festivals are going to be happening, and of course, we're looking forward to Alberta Culture Days in September. Be lots of things there. I should also mention, of course, the Alberta Long Weekend Day. Many communities are putting on cultural and sporting events. It's all coming back with a great boom, a lot of live music. We have the Big Valley Jamboree coming up here in Central Alberta pretty soon. Lots of things going on this summer. It really is turning out to be a summer where people want to get together, have something to do, connect with each other. Fun.
Sounds like a number of things going on there. The Culture Minister for the province of Alberta, Ron Orr, thanks for joining us on the Hot Seat today.
Thank you, and have a great day in the Peace River Country.